Congressman Joaquin Castro discusses federal priorities at McAllen Town Hall. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, McAllen, Texas, on April 26, 2025, community leaders, advocates, and residents gathered at the Congress in Conversation, Federal Priorities and Community Voices, Town Hall hosted by Unidos U.S. Participating RGV organizations include Lupe Votes and the Valley Initiative for Development and Advancement, VIDA. The event featured U.S. Congressman Joaquin Castro, Texas 20, as the keynote speaker. Felida Villarreal, President and CEO of VIDA, opened the forum by welcoming attendees and recognizing local leaders, including McAllen ISD Board of Trustees member Lucy Regalado, Associate Municipal Judge for Edinburgh Judge Catherine Garcia Perez, Judge Fernando Manches, and PSJA ISD Board member Cynthia Gutierrez. Villarreal thanked Congressman Castro and Unidos U.S. Texas State Director Erica Olguin for their leadership, highlighting the significance of bringing federal discussions directly to the Rio Grande Valley. Villarreal outlined VIDA's mission of helping Valley residents access higher education and workforce opportunities by providing financial assistance, career counseling, and holistic support services. Michael Morellas, Director of Civic Engagement for Lupe Votes, introduced his organization's efforts to promote voter education, leadership development, and civic participation throughout the region. Eric Olguin, Texas State Director for Unidos U.S., emphasized Unidos's advocacy work on healthcare, education, civil rights, immigration, and housing affordability, particularly for Latino communities in Texas. Congressman Joaquin Castro addressed attendees by stating, "I came today because we are living through what I would call a perilous moment in American history, and in my 23 years of public service, I have never seen a time quite like this." Castro discussed economic pressures such as rising inflation and proposed budget cuts to programs including Medicaid, Social Security, and veterans' health care. He cited concerns expressed by business owners, seniors, and veterans across Texas. Sharing a personal healthcare experience, Castro recounted a 2022 car accident in Spain that led to the discovery of cancerous tumors. He emphasized the importance of healthcare coverage, stating, "If I hadn't had insurance, that life-saving treatment would have been completely out of reach." During the policy discussion, Olguin explained that Texas continues to reject $11 billion annually in federal Medicaid funds, impacting insured and uninsured residents through higher healthcare costs. He noted that more than 200,000 residents in Congressional District 15 depend on Medicaid, including 130,000 children and nearly 25,000 seniors. Congressman Castro expanded on the consequences of Medicaid cuts, saying, "The proposed cuts are hundreds of billions of dollars, and they would severely impact programs like Medicaid, which doesn't just cover low-income families. It covers nursing home care for seniors, services for people with disabilities, and more." Morellas provided local context, citing over 360,000 Medicaid enrollees in the Rio Grande Valley, and warned of growing confusion among community members regarding eligibility and services. Turning to education, Olguin outlined potential federal cuts totaling $330 billion to education and job training programs. He stated that 91% of post-secondary students in District 15 are Hispanic, Latino, and that 55% of students rely on Pell Grants. Castro explained, "If this budget passes, many young people will be forced into the work school trap," describing how students balancing employment and education often drop out. The conversation also addressed recent legislative actions in Texas supporting school vouchers. Olguin described the impact on public school funding. Congressman Castro explained the bigger implications. "You'll soon start hearing announcements from school districts about huge budget shortfalls." He warned that the dual impact of state voucher programs and federal Department of Education funding cuts could lead to service reductions, school closures, and property tax increases. On veterans' services, Olguin reported a proposed $23 billion reduction from the Toxic Exposure Fund established under the PACT Act. Castro stated, "Veterans feel betrayed," noting that the cuts target essential healthcare services for veterans while reallocating funds for tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. "The Toxic Exposure Fund is a key component of the promise to address the Comprehensive Toxics, PACT, Act of 2022. Formerly known as the Cost of War Toxic Exposures Fund, TEF, it was established to ensure dedicated funding for the expanded health care and benefits provided to veterans exposed to environmental hazards such as burn pits, Agent Orange, and other toxic substances during their military service. During the Q&A session, Gabby Lopez asked about attacks on diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, initiatives. Congressman Castro responded, "Unfortunately, there's been an extensive attack on anything related to inclusion," adding that such actions harm minority communities and reinforce negative stereotypes. Michael Morales noted that more than 100 bills targeting DEI efforts had been filed in the Texas legislature. The town hall concluded with a call for ongoing civic engagement. Olguin encouraged attendees to share their stories, participate in advocacy efforts, and attend future events to elevate Latino voices in policymaking.